Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thanks so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Sanders, our fabulous producer. Believe it or don't, Matt Cotrillo's got the morning off. He'll be in a little bit later on today. And we are enjoying the work of Chad Hershberger over in the newsroom. He's keeping an eye on traffic. We don't see any anomalies yet, so we're doing fine traffic-wise around here. In the studio with us now, Dr. Randy Smith is here. He is the president of the Rural Community College Alliance. He drove all this way this morning from Oklahoma. Welcome aboard, sir.
It was a long drive. Yes, it was.
I bet it was. So, well, I really appreciate you coming in here today. You are in town because the Community College Summit is taking place today in Sunbury. If folks haven't been following this, the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project is working on bringing a community college to Sunbury area, and they've got a lot of momentum. They get a lot of people polling for them, and they continue to hold summits to make sure that everybody's up to date with this. They even had a few courses at one point in the past.
They did.
You know, to sample and make sure that there's interest and that this could work out. So today at the Albright Center, if folks want to attend this, you can still do so. It's from 9 to 2:30, and just some fascinating speakers, one of whom is here, Dr. Randy Smith. Rural College Alliance, Rural Community College Alliance, explain real quick what that entity is.
So what we do is we represent the nation's rural colleges. Obviously, operating a higher education institution in a rural area is much different than it would be in an urban area such as Philadelphia or Denver or Miami in the big cities. And so what we do is we help our colleges be successful in rural America, as well as really focus on the economic development and the sustainability of rural America today.
In what way is a community college significantly different than a college campus that might be in your region? Of course, you know our area, so you know we do have some colleges around here, and we have other community colleges or other schools that located sort of classrooms at little clumps in our area.
Sure.
Explain sort of, do a compare and contrast.
Sure. What a community college is today is that you really, a comprehensive community college provides so many different options for the student. And what they do is you can take classes such as your general education classes and transfer those on to a four-year university and get a degree in a whole host of things. You know, all of your general education classes that you have to have at any college, you can get those done at your local community college. And then specifically, what we really focus on is the vocational technical aspect of things as well. So the trades and the vocational programs where you would get either a certificate or an associate degree that would really focus you on everything from healthcare occupations to mechanical to many different career fields. And you know, today the skills gap in America is growing, and we really need to focus on those vocational technical trades. And the community college is able to change and adapt and add programs quickly and provide that training and that associate's degree in that specific area to train those folks and get them ready for the workforce.
And affordable, I guess.
It's very affordable, and that's the key. You know,
that
we don't want the students coming out with a huge debt load. And the focus of the community college is to do it as cost effectively and as successfully as possible. You know, our job is to get them, keep them, and graduate them. And we want them to be successful. And you know, it's we have an open door policy, so students who in the past may have struggled and they say, well, I can't do college algebra, or I can't do a college English class, or I can't finish chemistry. You know, we want these students to come in, and we will help them be successful. And community colleges nationally typically have a great success ratio because they focus on the student. We don't have any other distractions. We're not doing research. We're not doing big programs. We're really focusing on that student and their success. And so we're able to get them in the door and get them the training necessary to get them a great livable wage job. And then we want them to stay in the community so that the community is sustainable.
I've learned from these summits and some of these interviews that a community college is more agile. They can pivot and change things and make sure that classes are in perfect lockstep with what a particular valley needs.
Right.
Elaborate on that.
Sure. You know, we call it community college for a specific reason. The community owns that college. It belongs to that community. And each community may have a little bit different of a need than another. So what may happen here in the valley, and the economic development and the job situation here may be different than something even 50 to 100 miles away. And so we get to focus on the community, what the community needs are, what the jobs are here, what needs to happen locally. And so it's important that that ability to change and adapt quickly is there. And you know, the community colleges can do that. That's one of our strengths. Our two strengths are instructional. We're really, really good at instruction. We focus on the student. Developmental education is part of that. So students who come in and may be struggling with some of those gen ed classes, we're able to help them be successful in those courses. And then the second thing that we're really good at is we're really good at being able to change and adapt quickly to meet the needs of the community. So say a large manufacturing company or another business comes into a community and they need a workforce, we're able to add those academic programs and those vocational technical programs to support that in a very, very rapid and sustainable manner.
We suffer from brain drain around here. We're some of the best and the brightest do move on. Now, we certainly have some stayers, and we've attracted people from all over the country, and they've chosen to stay here or come here or at least visit. Overall, we still have an outflow of young intellect.
We do.
Community colleges can help attack this?
We do. And, you know, in America, we're seeing that. So I give a little bit of a national perspective to this project here because, obviously, I come from Oklahoma and I represent the nation's rural colleges and higher education in general in rural America. And what we're seeing, and the same thing is happening here in the Susquehanna Valley, is we're seeing an outflow of population. And so last year, by far and away, the majority of rural counties in America lost population. And that's alarming. We're seeing a huge impact in rural America because of that. And not only are we losing population, but most importantly, we're losing a lot of the traditional students, the high school age students, the younger people that are moving to the urban areas. And so we want to be able to provide higher education for them to stay. We want the communities in rural America to be sustainable. We want that workforce to be trained and ready to go so that they can have a livable wage job. And the jobs are there. The jobs are there. We need them to stay here. We just don't have the trained and educated workforce to manage the jobs that are even available here in rural America. So there are jobs, and our goal is to make sure that we train them for those jobs in the community so that they stay here and contribute to the overall economic development of rural America.
I don't like change. I like things to keep on going the way they are, even if the trend is downward. I'd like that to continue.
Absolutely.
I think we have enough companies around here. We have enough colleges. We have everything we need here. What do you say when somebody says, you know, we really don't need to develop or progress? There's no reason to be forward thinking. Let's just kind of keep going as we're going.
Well, the fact is, you know, we do need that because we are seeing that brain drain. We are seeing that population decline. So if you look at the statistics, even for Pennsylvania, even for the Susquehanna Valley, you see that population decline is already happening here, just like it is in many communities across America. And right now, there are companies and jobs that are not filled in our rural America, in rural America, including here. So everything from nurses to auto mechanics to police officers to manufacturing professionals to plumbers and electricians and all of the different kinds of trades, and we could go on for 100 of them. There are jobs that are not filled in those, from classroom teachers as an example. There's a huge need for classroom teachers. There's a shortage of teachers in rural America, and especially here as well. So what our job at the college is to provide those programs to educate our local people so that they can take those jobs and stay here and keep our community sustainable. Right now, rural America is not sustainable. We're losing too much population. We have too many jobs that go unfilled. You know, if you go to your local hospitals or clinics, you know, there are x-ray techs and nurses and other healthcare professionals that those jobs are not filled. You know, we're not filling the jobs of auto mechanics and electricians and police officers. And without those types of positions, our rural communities cannot be sustainable. And our job is to educate those professionals.
And you know that for our area, about $12 a person is what we're talking about?
Well, a year, actually. So what we're proposing for the budget-wise is, you know, everybody says that if we bring a new college into town, it's going to increase our taxes significantly. And, you know, there will be an increase, but the increase per household that we've proposed is $12.72 per household per year. So basically the cost of a meal at a local fast food restaurant once per year is about what we're asking to sustain a community college. And so between $12 and $13 a year is what we're asking per household again per year.
And this would be channeled through county?
It would be. So each of the four counties in this district would ask to participate in that. So this would be a four-county region.
Nationally, what's the trend of community colleges? Are we the only valley working on bringing a new college?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are not many new colleges. In fact, I helped start a new college in the upper Allegheny, Pennsylvania, near Bradford, Pennsylvania, about 5 years ago. And that was the first college that had started from scratch in about 35 years. And so it's pretty rare, but there have been some gaps with service areas, and Pennsylvania was one of those. And we were able to close that gap in the upper Allegheny. And your area here in the valley is another gap where there's just not a lot of access to higher education, especially vocational technical education, that is affordable and that is owned by the community and that is state supported. And so that's what we're trying to do here so that we can keep those students here without them having to drive an hour plus away to find their higher education.
All right, we'll give you an additional remark. Anything to add to our conversation?
Well, come out and join us today at 9 a.m. or anytime during the day at the Albrecht Center. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. We ask the general public to really consider the importance of a college here in the area. We want the community to be sustainable. We want economic development to continue to thrive. And we know that we've got to have a trained workforce, and our job is to do that.
You can go to newcommunitycollege.org for more information on the event today, or you can call 570-898-4334. That's 898-4334. I'll repeat that number again later this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Randy, appreciate it. Dr. Randy Smith, president of the Rural Community College Alliance, based out of Oklahoma, but he's a national worker. You can see him in Washington, D.C., making sure that some of the eggheads down there know what's going on, and he keeps them informed and pushes for positive change. We have Movie Mike McGranahan coming up later, and we're going to hear from more experts related to community colleges during our On the Mark show as well later this morning.